Good morning. Today the church celebrates Thursday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage today comes to us from Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet weeping and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love, but the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Most people would never even consider showing up at a meal unless they were invited. Yet the woman in today's gospel passage does just that. It's important to note that she did so not out of selfishness, but because she so anxiously wanted to be near Jesus and to show him a service of hospitality and love. This uninvited guest showed Jesus the hospitality that his host should have shown him, but he failed to do so. The woman honored Jesus in an overstated way in return for what she had already received from him. She had felt God's forgiving love through Jesus, and such was her gratitude for this gift that she wanted to offer love in return. The woman should be an example to all who wish to be true followers of Jesus. Like her, all of us have received abundant gifts, and as John's Gospel tells us, from his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. And like her, if we have a sense that we have been greatly gifted with grace, it will hopefully prompt us to do something great in return. The woman in the house of the Pharisee shows us how to receive from the Lord and how to love him in return, not only in our prayers of praise, but also in the ways that we serve him in our service to the least fortunate among us.